Hebrews chapter 11. What faith is. Its wonderful fruits and efficacy demonstrated in the fathers. 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things to be hoped for, the evidence of things that appear not. 11:2. For by this the ancients obtained a testimony. 11:3. By faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, that from invisible things visible things might be made. 11:4. By faith Abel offered to God a sacrifice exceeding that of Cain, by which he obtained a testimony that he was just, God giving testimony to his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. 11:5. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had testimony that he pleased God. 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder to them that seek him. 11:7. By faith Noah, having received an answer concerning those things which as yet were not seen, moved with fear, framed the ark for the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and was instituted heir of the justice which is by faith. 11:8. By faith he that is called Abraham obeyed to go out into a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. He that is called Abraham, or Abraham being called. 11:9. By faith he abode in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in cottages, with Isaac and Jacob, the co-heirs of the same promise. 11:10. For he looked for a city that hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. 11:11. By faith also Sarah herself, being barren, received strength to conceive seed, even past the time of age, because she believed that he was faithful who had promised. 11:12. For which cause there sprung even from one, and him as good as dead, as the stars of heaven in multitude and as the sun which is by the seashore innumerable. 11:13. All these died according to faith, not having received the promises but beholding them afar off and saluting them and confessing that they are pilgrims and strangers on the earth. 11:14. For they that say these things do signify that they seek a country. 11:15. And truly, if they had been mindful of that from whence they came out, they had doubtless time to return. 11:16. But now they desire a better, that is to say, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. 11:17. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. 11:18. To whom it was said, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. 11:19. Accounting that God is able to raise up even from the dead, whereupon also he received him for a parable. For a parable, that is, as a figure of Christ, slain and coming to life again. 11:20. By faith also of things to come Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. 11:21. By faith Jacob, dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and adore the top of his rod. Adore the top of his rod. The apostle here follows the ancient Greek Bible of the 70 interpreters, which translates in this manner, General 47:31, and alleges this fact of Jacob, in paying a relative honor and veneration to the top of the rod or scepter of Joseph, as to a figure of Christ's scepter and kingdom, as an instance and argument of his faith. But some translators, who are no friends to this relative honor, have corrupted the text, by translating it, he worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. As if this circumstance of leaning upon his staff were any argument of Jacob's faith, or with it being thus particularly taken notice of by the Holy Ghost. 11:22. By faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the going out of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. 11:23. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a comely babe, and they feared not the king's edict. 11:24. By faith Moses, when he was grown up, denied himself to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter. 11:25. Rather choosing to be afflicted with the people of God than to have the pleasure of sin for a time. 11:26. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure of the Egyptians. For he looked unto the reward. 11:27. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the fierceness of the king. For he endured, as seeing him that is invisible. 11:28. By faith he celebrated the pat and the shedding of the blood, that he who destroyed the firstborn might not touch them. 11:29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea, as by dry land, which the Egyptians attempting, were swallowed up. 11:30. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down, by the going round them 7 days. 11:31. By faith Rahab the harlot perished not with the unbelievers, receiving the spies with peace. 11:32. And what shall I yet say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. 11:33. Who by faith conquered kingdoms, wrought justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. 11:34. Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, recovered strength from weakness, became valiant in battle, put to flight the armies of foreigners. 11:35. Women received their dead raised to life again, but others were racked, not accepting deliverance, that they might find a better resurrection. 11:36. And others had trial of mockeries and stripes, moreover also of bands in prisons. 11:37. They were stoned, they were cut asunder, they were tempted, they were put to death by the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being in want, distressed, afflicted. 11:38. Of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts, in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. 11:39. And all these, being approved by the testimony of faith, received not the promise. 11:40. God providing some better thing for us, that they should not be perfected without us. Hebrews chapter 12. Exhortation to constancy under their crosses. The danger of abusing the graces of the New Testament. 12:1. And therefore we also having so great a cloud of witnesses over our head, laying aside every weight and sin which surrounds us, let us run by patience to the fight proposed to us. 12:2. Looking on Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who, having joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and now sitteth on the right hand of the throne of God. 12:3. For think diligently upon him that endured such opposition from sinners against himself that you be not wearied, fainting in your minds. 12:4. For you have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. 12:5. And you have forgotten the consolation which speaketh to you, as unto children, saying, My son, neglect not the discipline of the Lord, neither be thou wearied whilst thou art rebuked by him. 12:6. For whom the Lord loveth he chastiseth, and he scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. 12:7. Persevere under discipline. God dealeth with you as with his sons. For what son is there whom the father doth not correct? 12:8. But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are made partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. 12:9. Moreover, we have had fathers of our flesh for instructors, and we reverenced them. Shall we not much more obey the Father of spirits in life? 12:10. And they indeed for a few days, according to their own pleasure, instructed us. But he, for our profit, that we might receive his sanctification. 12:11. Now all chastisement for the present indeed seemeth not to bring with it joy, but sorrow. But afterwards it will yield to them that are exercised by it the most peaceable fruit of justice. 12:12. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. 12:13. And make straight steps with your feet, that no one, halting, may go out of the way, but rather be healed. 12:14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see God. 12:15. Looking diligently, lest any man be wanting to the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up do hinder and by it many be defiled. 12:16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau who for one mess sold his first birthright. 12:17. For know ye that afterwards, when he desired to inherit the benediction, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, although with tears he had sought it. He found, etc. That is, he found no way to bring his father to repent, or change his mind, with relation to his having given the blessing to his younger brother Jacob. 12:18. For you are not come to a mountain that might be touched in a burning fire in a whirlwind and darkness and storm. 12:19. And the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which they that had excused themselves, that the word might not be spoken to them. 12:20. For they did not endure that which was said. And if so much as a beast shall touch the mount, it shall be stoned. 12:21. And so terrible was that which was seen, Moses said, I am frighted, and tremble. 12:22. But you are come to Mount Sinai, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the company of many thousands of angels. 12:23. And to the church of the firstborn who are written in the heavens, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of the just made perfect. 12:24. And to Jesus the mediator of the New Testament, and to the sprinkling of blood which speaketh better than that of Abel. 12:25. See that you refuse him not that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spoke upon earth, much more shall not we that turn away from him that speaketh to us from heaven. 12:26. Whose voice then moved the earth? But now he promiseth, saying, Yet once more, and I will move, not only the earth, but heaven also. 12:27. And in that he saith, Yet once more, he signifieth the translation of the movable things as made, that those things may remain which are immovable. 12:28. Therefore, receiving an immovable kingdom, we have grace, whereby let us serve, pleasing God, with fear and reverence. 12:29. For our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews chapter 13. Divers admonitions and exhortations. 13:1. Let the charity of the brotherhood abide in you. 13:2. And hospitality do not forget. For by this some, being not aware of it, have entertained angels. 13:3. Remember them that are in bands, as if you were bound with them, and them that labor, as being yourselves also in the body. 13:4. Marriage honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. For fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Or, let marriage be honorable in all, that is, in all things belonging to the marriage state. This is a warning to married people, not to abuse the sanctity of their state, by any liberties or irregularities contrary thereunto. Now it does not follow from this text that all persons are obliged to marry, even if the word omnibus were rendered, in all persons, instead of in all things. For if it was a precept, St. Paul himself would have transgressed it, as he never married. Moreover, those who have already made a vow to God to lead a single life, should they attempt to marry, they would incur their own damnation. 1 Tim 5:12. 13:5. Let your manners be without covetousness, contented with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will not leave thee, neither will I forsake thee. 13:6. So that we may confidently say, The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do to me. 13:7. Remember your prelates who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. 13:8. Jesus Christ, yesterday, and today, and the same forever. 13:9. Be not led away with various and strange doctrines. For it is best that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited those that walk in them. 13:10. We have an altar whereof they have no power to eat who serve the tabernacle. 13:11. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the holies by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. 13:12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people by his own blood, suffered without the gate. 13:13. Let us go forth therefore to him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Let us go forth therefore to him without the camp, bearing his reproach. That is, bearing his cross. It is an exhortation to them to be willing to suffer with Christ, reproaches, persecutions, and even death, if they desire to partake of the benefit of his suffering for man's redemption. 13:14. For, we have not here a lasting city, but we seek one that is to come. 13:15. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise always to God, that is to say, the fruit of lips confessing to his name. 13:16. And do not forget to do good and to impart. For by such sacrifices God's favor is obtained. 13:17. Obey your prelates and be subject to them. For they watch as being to render an account of your souls, that they may do this with joy and not with grief. For this is not expedient for you. 13:18. Pray for us. For we trust we have a good conscience, being willing to behave ourselves well in all things. 13:19. And I beseech you the more to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. 13:20. And may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead the great pastor of the sheep, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the blood of the everlasting testament. 13:21. Fit you in all goodness, that you may do his will, doing in you that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom is glory forever and ever. Amen. 13:22. And I beseech you, brethren, that you suffer this word of consolation. For I have written to you in a few words, 13:23. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. 13:24. Salute all your prelates and all the saints. The brethren from Italy salute you. 13:25. Grace be with you all. Amen.